Rick, an estimate of $1.8 billion is the number floating out there. That is the budget deficit for the state of Michigan. There are experts that we have on, Tom Watkins, one of them, who thinks it may be more than $2 billion. Where are we going to find the savings to balance the budget?
Well, we've got a lot of problems in this state, and I agree with the new governor, Rick Snyder. We need to reinvent Michigan. Now, he wants to bring in an expert, for example, for the Michigan Department of Corrections. He's doing a national search for somebody to come in. We spend probably $10,000 more per inmate than many of the other states around.
More than Indiana does. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I always say, don't compare us to Mississippi, California. Compare us to the Great Lakes states, because we have the same costs. So we should be in line with those other states. So let's look at that. You know, the governor over the last couple of years has closed 7 or 8 prisons, and yet MDOC's budget didn't go down. I see a big problem there, and I think an expert coming in can examine, do we have too much mid-level management? Do we need to cut here or there? And don't make things dangerous. I'm not suggesting open the doors and let dangerous criminals out. You'll never hear that from an old sheriff. But find a way to cut the costs.
Well, Rick, we live in an environment where when a Republican takes the governor's seat or any other seat, we hear the fears out there that, oh, there go the unions and they're going to cut the state workers' jobs and the monies that they make. And they're going to raise taxes. What do you see?
Well, I don't see a big tax increase. In fact, I think we have two choices: massive tax increases or cuts and reforms. So I think the first thing we do is look at every program we have in this state, and we got to look at our priorities. Now, my personal priorities that my constituents tell me to go to Lansing with are public safety, education, especially K-12, and roads. You know, pay for those first and then cut some of this other stuff. Cut some of these programs. And we're going to have to do it. You'll hear a lot of screaming over the next year, but we have to do it, or we have to have a massive tax increase.
Do state workers, do union workers, do the teachers take more of a hit maybe than other people because their what they make is more accessible to cut?
I don't know that they're going to take more of a hit, but I think that everybody's finances will have to be checked. And Governor Snyder has said we have to see if the public sector is perhaps too expensive in some areas. And I'm sure that he will work with the union as well as he'll work with the managers to bring those costs down.
In many experts we've talked to, K-12 education is very important, but we hear a lot of pre-K information out there where lives can be changed to impact the whole state by working with these kids from 0 to K. Do you believe in that? Should more funds be spent in that area?
I believe that parents need to be better informed about what they can do for their children. I've seen all the studies. I believe in them. If you read to your child between the ages of 0 and 5 for 20 minutes a day, that simple act will have your child later in life be tested with a higher IQ. They will do better in school. They will do better in life, less likely to be into crime. So I truly believe in early childhood education. I'm not sure that we need to throw more millions and millions at it. I think we need to have parents understand that they can help their own children.
Yeah, but is it your job? Is it my job to tell a parent to do that? And if so, how do we be more encouraging so more people hear?
Well, my method has been by talking to community organizations and churches. I get invited to many of these organizations. And, for example, a pastor in Sunfield invited me to a service. I went to a service, had coffee, and he said, Tell us what we can do for the children of our community. And I talked about reading. And so he said, from now on, in our nursery, we're going to make sure that all of our children get read to daily. This is something we can do, something that doesn't cost any extra money.
Do you have a beef with Jennifer Granholm?
I have a problem with Jennifer over the last 4 years, I think she has pushed Michigan in a wrong direction. She has tried to push tougher regulations in areas. Now, I support it, protecting the Great Lakes and our water resources, but we have to be careful that we don't overregulate our state in other areas. That is exactly what Governor Granholm tried to do. For example, she said, let's follow California's lead and have a standalone state ergonomic standard. 49 other states follow the federal ergonomic standard, not California. California is bankrupt, and Governor Granholm wanted us to copy that. I think that was a mistake. I don't fault her for all the problems of Michigan, but I can tell you when she first took office, we heard from her, John Engler did this, or President Bush did this. It was never, never Governor Granholm's fault. I think a lot of it was.
And you really had a problem with her trying to push some raises through in a not an open fashion.
Well, there was many things that happened. For example, the state police director was allowed to retire, and then she hired him, allowing him to go from $140,000 to something like $240,000. She started giving out raises in her last few weeks. I found out when I brought it to the attention of the public on a local show, she rescinded those raises. I caught her.